This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Farmers and ranchers around the Northwest are still coming to grips with the extreme early summer we've had, trying to determine exactly what or how much damage was done to their crops. Washington State Potato Commission's Matthew Blua says some of the reports he's hearing about the heat were pretty harsh.
You know, in late June, we had over a week, like 10 days of unusual heat. And I heard a grower say that they had as high as 118 degrees. And not only does this cause injury to the leaves, and we see leaf cupping, dead tips, and dead older leaves, it also impacts developing tubers. And they're underground, of course, so we can't see what's going on underground very well.
So Blua says there's a pretty good chance of at least some damage.
We are likely to see tuber problems, including hollow heart with some varieties, heat necrosis, and pathogen problems that are ramped up by heat stress.
But Blua says it will likely take a while before we know for sure.
Unfortunately, we won't know just what the impact of this unusual heat spell we had is until we harvest the crop. And we're just hoping for the best at this point. And we know a lot of other commodities had some really serious issues with heat. And we wouldn't be surprised if we had some problems too.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the impact heat had on Washington's potato crop and other challenges this summer.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.